Today's show is brought to you by AdvanceAutoParts.com. Save 20% off your first order at www.AdvanceAutoOffer.com/chickenduck. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
I've been asking you for 86 weeks if we can take a phone call. Now all of a sudden,
86. You
want to know today, if we're going to take a phone call.
I was just making sure you weren't anticipating me being ready to take a phone call.
Can we take one?
No phone calls, I said. Dude, that's fucking crazy. This might be the wedge that drives us apart.
Big Birds, One Big Sky might be a little more your speed.
The worst thing about having children is other parents.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 87. Joining me this week, my usual cast of characters, Jeff Loper.
Hello.
Ryan Vu.
Luke Crate.
Special guest, Danny Runkle.
Howdy, folks.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And Casey and myself.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Case. Hey, what do you got for us this week? Are those all notes?
From like past weeks, I'm going through them to see
nothing fell through the cracks.
Yeah.
Danny joining us this week. Nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Now that we got the new table. Very professional.
Nice furnishings.
Careful, though.
It took us a little while.
It is.
You're sitting a lot higher than I thought you would be. Are you sitting on something?
Sitting so high?
He's actually standing.
Are you in a booster?
No, it's a higher chair.
It is a high chair. Not a child's high chair. It's just a.
I mean, if you need it, I can go get the actual high chair.
As long as you have a matching bib.
Oh, no, I don't. Casey got me a really nice bib when he was in Jamaica.
Well, I didn't get it for you.
For my son. I got nothing this week, and I'm really hungover, so you're in charge.
Yeah, you were hammered drunk yesterday. I wanted to know, how much alcohol does it take to get a man your size as drunk as you were yesterday?
Yesterday, it took a bottle of Jameson.
One full bottle.
Bushmills, yeah. And I started at noon.
That's amazing. What? I stopped here at... You started at noon?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, I was here at, like, what, 6? You have no idea what time I was here?
No. It wasn't dark yet, though.
It wasn't.
I failed to see why you're so excited about me getting drunk.
No, I'm not excited about it at all.
You're a little worked up.
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Do I seem worked up?
You've been talking about it since you got here.
I talked about it all day yesterday, too. I couldn't stop.
Probably.
I'd say after you're a little
I got home,
up.
I text Ryan, I text Dan,
did Barbara,
and Jeff.
Did Barbara tell you about the text conversation I had with her?
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday when we were here. Barbara showed him wanted to show him a picture of his aunt's thumb that got removed, her thumbnail, and Jimmy was about to throw up, and we were talking about it, how she lost her nail, and he said he didn't want to see it, so when we got home, I said, send Jimmy that picture. So she sends it to him, and he says, oh my God, is he okay? Did you think something happened to my thumbnail after we left here?
I don't know, dude. How did we get on John McCain then?
Because John
McCain died yesterday. Well, last
That's
week.
That's not funny.
No, but.
He died during that conversation. Well, we heard
during
about
the conversation.
I'm dying a little bit right now in this
conversation. Killed him.
Was he listening to your episode and just, that was it?
Fell over dead.
Final straw.
Who else did we kill?
Have you seen him live lately?
Yeah, I was going to say that's right there. When he sees live, dies.
My pastor.
Waved at him. Casey, for a while, was killing celebrities. He'd go to see them. They'd end up dead.
There's quite a few that have made it out unscathed, though. Like, Willie's still kicking. Phil's still... I actually put my arm around Phil. I was worried about that.
I'd be getting my things in order.
He got real sick after that, though.
I thought it might be the last time I ever saw him.
Loot Crate.
Jeff.
What?
You said you had a lot of drama.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to bring that up now?
Yeah.
I feel like we should wait until later.
Get right into it. Get right into it.
Doesn't Danny want to talk about it?
Danny's got the spotlight. You can.
Jeff still has a ham sandwich in his mouth.
No, I'm good. All right. So, I've been feeling better lately.
Who wronged you this week?
So, let me just say that the worst thing about having children... Okay, hold on. Is other parents. Okay? That is something that is so... You will meet some great people from having kids, but you also meet some of the worst people you've ever met in your life.
Real scumbags.
Just people who just make no fucking sense and are just assholes. So I'm real big into the kids' baseball stuff, right? Like, I'm a head coach and everything else. All right, so let me set this up for you, okay? Okay, so there's a guy who's a head coach who I first ran into him when my son was playing, when he was 7 years old, and he went out for, and he was playing flag football, right? Long story short, with that guy, had a huge button heads with him. He's a total dick, total asshole. He just should not ever be coaching or dealing with children in any fashion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward to today, this guy is one of the head coaches for one of our local baseball teams. Not with my kids, though, right? He's one of the reasons why I make sure I volunteer to do it so that I don't run into more a-holes like that, right? So
you can say assholes here.
All right. I already did, okay?
I hope the guy's not a listener.
Oh, God, I hope he is. Baker, I hope you're here. So needless to say, everybody knows him. Nobody likes him. They all comment behind everyone's back about how they hate how he just yells at everybody. He doesn't teach anything. He's just a jerk. He cares nothing, only about winning. Now, these are 8-year-olds, 8 and 9-year-olds and stuff, right? And he cares more about winning a game than, like, letting a kid play freaking baseball. And the only reason he even has kids play is because there's a rule states that they have to play at least 3 innings.
Right.
Now, I can't fault the guy for following the rules. You can't, you know, rules are rules, Casey. We say it all the time.
That's
right.
There are rules.
And that is a big point of all this. Rules are freaking rules. Not only that, but there are rules in society that maybe not be written down, but you know that you can't be a dick.
Unspoken rules.
Unspoken rules. So, I wanted to be more involved in the athletic association and stuff like that. So I went to a board meeting just this past Thursday. And I expected nothing out of it. I figured it was going to be one of those weird things where people, adults, talk about minutes and shit. And I think it's hilarious because it's like, how do these people know to just do that? Like, did somebody teach them how a board meeting is supposed to go about reading the minutes? You know? I always wondered that. But anyway.
Oh, I'm going to board meeting class tonight.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, because they all do the same thing, and I think it's funny. Like, do they watch a movie with it in it? I don't know. But so I get there, and when I pull up, I expect to be the only one there because nobody ever goes to board meetings. And I see two other parents there that I already know. One of them I have been friends with, whatever, and the other
just
one's
you
like
you or you and wife and family.
Just me, and it was two couples.
If anything goes down, honey, I want you to be at home.
Yeah, I need someone to bail me out.
Be close to the phone.
So the one couple I've been friends with them for a couple years now because their kids are friends, and the other couple we had just become friends with recently. And I get there, I'm like, oh, hey, guys, what's going on? Like, hey, what are you guys doing here? And they were like, the one woman was like, oh, you know, we come to these things every once in a while, these meetings or PTA meetings. I was like, oh, okay. And then the other woman was like, I'm just curious about where some of our money is going, like to hats or shirts or whatever. I was like, oh, like, all right. And they're like, what about you? I'm like, oh, I said, I just wanted to start coming to these things just to see what's going on or whatever. Only to find out that particular meeting was the meeting where they were going to discuss a major incident and complaint that this Coach Baker had against himself. And those two parents, Tessa parents, were there to defend him.
Your friends.
Yeah, were there to defend him.
Used to be friends.
Baker also shows up to this meeting to defend himself in this situation. And I'm sitting there like, wow. The irony that I'm here with this thing going down, right? I just happened to show up when my arch nemesis is on the chopping block. Yeah, exactly, right? Now, everybody knows I hate him because, as you guys know me,
I make it known.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't lie. I don't have secrets.
Fuck Baker sticker on the back of your truck.
Right, yeah. That explains it all. So, you know, I'm not the kind of person who's, like, conniving, whatever. I will tell you straight up to your face, I don't like that
or
guy, whatever.
Or at least under podcast.
Yeah, or at least on the podcast, far away. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, my God. And so I didn't know what the situation was or whatever, but I also thought it was weird because I had I heard about her situation before, and I had thought that it was already handled and that he was not allowed to coach anymore. And so when we were sitting there, when they were just sitting there discussing it, I was like just kind of taking it all in, right? Trying to figure out what was going on through
the
context.
What is the situation?
The situation that took place was the situation I knew about. And the person who was a complainer or whatever, I actually know because it's like it's my brother-in-law's in-laws, right?
Or, so you
so I'm
you
technically related to them, right? Yeah. So I'm technically related. So, so it got even more awkward. Yeah. Yeah, no. So, but it got even more awkward because I'm technically related to those people. And so even though I don't really talk to them a lot, I do know the situation. So the situation was that this guy – all right, so their kid – not the best athlete. This is only his second season ever playing baseball, but because he's older, has to play in the older levels or whatever. And again, this is only the 9 and 10 year old. So this is the first stage where there's actual just kid pitching, and they actually do strikeouts, walks, steals. It's it's real baseball, but it's the very first level of that.
Right.
Kid's not very good, but he also doesn't show up to a lot of stuff because they have him in a lot of things, whether it's, you know, soccer and this all they're, you know, triple dipping into multiple sports, which is always hard to manage.
Yep.
So anyway, but the kid's not the greatest ball player. Well, this coach's team, he got into the quote unquote playoffs. Every at the end of every season, they have like a championship playoffs and the top eight teams compete for a little playoff thing. Right. Yeah. Which I kind of feel like it's ridiculous for child. A lot of we've all played sports growing up, and I feel like when you're 9 to have like a championship tournament, it's kind of ridiculous.
MTAA right? Champs.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just ridiculous to me, you know? So, but anyway, his team got into the playoffs. Now, you got to remember too, all year he's been bitching about how he got the short end of a stick, that his team isn't the winning team, that there's the other Bushkill team. There he got all the best players and like, "Oh, it's not fair," and whatever, booty hooty hoo, right? So his team gets in the playoffs. Apparently, he walks over to this kid's dad and in not so many words basically says, "I don't think you should come anymore. Nobody really cheers for him anyway."
What? Wow.
Right?
Saying that the kid, he didn't want the kid on the team
either.
He
didn't want the kid there at the playoff games because he wanted to win. And so he said to the parent, "You probably shouldn't come anymore." And, you know, because nobody really cheers for Michael and, you know, him anyway, whatever. It's like, Whoa.
I'd have been early with a cheering section.
First of all, this is not high school, college. There's no tryouts. Everybody literally pays money to guarantee a spot.
Punch somebody in the throat.
Yeah. Everybody pays money so their kid gets a spot on the team. Now, whether your kid shows up for one practice or 100 practices does not matter. That kid still plays the way normal, as if he was there all the time. It has nothing to do with that. This is also where I have an argument with the whole, you know, want to win bullshit. The wanting to win should be up to the kids. As an adult and the coach / volunteer, by the way, your job is
keep
just
your
to teach.
Ego at
yeah,
home.
You're just supposed to be teaching the kids how the sport works and how to play positions and let them handle everything else. If a ball's hit in the field and the shortstop fields it and he makes the play to first, but they don't get the guy out, you should just be thrilled that he fielded the ball, threw it to first, and they caught it. That's all we're looking for, right?
Nobody's crying.
Right. Nobody's crying. And you should be wanting everybody to want to come back next season as well, right? So in that situation, the Bushkill Township is a company in this aspect, right? The coaches, we're the employees, and the parents are customers. Could you imagine working at any place? Could you imagine you working at customers? Yeah. Can you imagine working at, yeah, all right, anyway, so working somewhere, and you tell a customer that comes in, "I don't think you should come back here anymore." You'll be fired!
But.
Well, maybe you're not wherever you work. But
we've had, I mean, there are certainly customers out there that we have fired before. So that's
customers
a
that you fired?
Customers that are too much of a pain in the ass.
Oh, that you cut loose or whatever. Yeah. Right? Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. But, I mean,
No,
that's not how you, it's not a good way to.
Right, exactly. So,
have a business.
So it's just ridiculous. So that in itself.
Well, it's telling, fucking bullshit.
It's total bullshit. It's a kid, and you're going to his parents telling him not to show up because he's not good. Okay? That's crap. All right. Again, it's not tryouts. When tryout stuff happens when they're older, that's when that stuff gets weeded out. You know, those
what
kids
does this
really
guy do for like a living?
I have no idea. But my thing with him in the past with this flag football is I came to again, I played football 1 year when I was 13 and I hated it because instead of teaching me football, they expected me to already know it because I was 13, and I hadn't been playing football since I was a little kid. So I was really trying to figure out what was going on, and it was really overwhelming. Well, didn't enjoy it.
I would have took you under my wing.
No, that's good. Well, that's where I met Joe Fowler.
You ended up right here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. You're right. But I ended up here anyway.
Exactly where you ended up. Yeah. Anyway.
But no. So I don't want that kind of thing for my kids. So I always felt that I don't care. I don't think my kids are all going to be like professional athletes, but I want them to get in as much as possible, and then that way they can pick things and have reasonable options. And I want them to be in it as early as possible, so they don't end up in that kind of situation that I did. So with the football thing, it was one of the first kids' sports that we were involved in. I didn't know what to expect. I know you had five parent volunteers out there on the field, but you had 42 kids on the field. They were showing up 3 days a week for two-hour practices, and those kids were 6 years old, okay? That's kindergarten, folks, all right? And for the first half hour of the practice, the kids are just running around like crazy, just goofing around, while six adults stand in a circle in the center of the field trying to figure out what they were going to do today.
How are we going to wrangle these kids together?
That is so unorganized, yeah. You know.
I did it for 8, 9-year-olds.
It's not fun, right? But not only that, but you're sitting there in the silence with other parents, and you hear other parents complain. People do it, right? And nobody wants to be the one to stand up. Well, guess what? I have no problem standing up, okay? Yeah. I see something, I say something. And if I can, I do something, right? So I went.
See something, say something.
So I went to a board meeting. Okay, because one of the rumors was that coach, Baker, didn't even want to be a head coach. It was very last minute. 2 weeks before practice was supposed to start, he stepped up and was the head coach. So I went to the board meeting because I expected there to be maybe some sort of like lesson plans or something that they have that they can give volunteers as just a guideline maybe to some of the stuff they can work on with kids, right? So I went to the board meeting and I raised that question, and they said, well, he was supposed to give us lesson plans. I'm like, oh, well, did he? Like, well, I think he did. What do you mean you think? Aren't you the freaking board? Like, well, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, and they're like, what's the problem? And then I explained about how unorganized it is, how the first half hour, nothing's going on. And then I talked about how, you know, they're just yelling at the kids. They're shouting at these six-year-olds, backpedal, backpedal. The kids looking at them like you're speaking Dutch to them. They don't know what the word backpedal means. How many times do you think you're going to tell your kid growing up to backpedal? It's time for bed. Backpedal your ass in. You know what I mean? So instead of teaching them, they're just yelling at them and stuff.
Christ, could you start recording these fucking?
Yeah, I know. That's why I guess I'm wearing body cams and my yeah, God. Right. So anyway, so the meeting basically they said, you know,
fucking close the doors when they see you coming.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Or I'm going to end up being president.
They're going to ask you probably shouldn't come because yeah, nobody wants to.
Like, guys, I can't make it. I have a meeting. I'm the president now. I got to be here.
Either elected or arrested. One of the
or yeah, we'll start doing podcasts, and I'll say, can you please repeat the minutes from last week's podcast? No, but at that board meeting with the football thing, they basically said, you know, we can always use volunteers. And I'm like, all right, okay, cool. So the next practice, I pulled the coach aside where everybody was by himself, and I said,
Baker.
Hey. Baker. And I said, hey, I said, you know, I'm Jeff Loper. You know, I'm here all the time.
Oh,
I'm like,
so
if you
just badmouthed me at the meeting last week.
Exactly what happened. So I was like, hey, I go, so if you just need another body out here to help, like on the sidelines, just keep the kids in order. Because again, if you
oh,
have,
fuck
yeah. fuck you, buddy.
But listen, so if you have 42 kids in football, you can only have 22 kids on the field at a time, an offense and a defense, right? 11 and 11. So that means there's still another 20 kids sitting off the sidelines. You think 26-year-olds are just going to sit there watching what's going on? I don't think so. So I was like, if you just need another guy out there to help, you know, wrangle things up. So his first response wasn't, okay, no problem, I'll let you know. It was right away, it was, I heard your wife was at a meeting last night. And I was like, well, it wasn't my wife, it was myself. I'm like, and he's like, well, what would you have? You have any problems or whatever? And I said, well, to be honest, I had some current concerns about the fact that 30 minutes, you know, I started explaining stuff, whatever. And all of a sudden he went, what do you think? You think I wanted to do this? I got three businesses to run. And he was all shaking and super defensive.
Awesome.
And I'm like, oh my God, this fucking guy. He was seconds away from handing me his clipboard and walking out of there. Right.
Oh, give you something to work on.
So I was like, Jesus Christ.
Like
now,
Spats in junior high.
So now after that situation, after that situation with him and me and then the board meeting thing, the guy who's in charge of like the older kids, he came to the practice to kind of help run it. And it was like a legit practice for a whole week. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Something changed. Awesome. Once that guy left, then it went right back to the fucking way it was. So after that year happened, I was like, all right, I'm volunteering. My brother-in-law is the head coach of the Steelhawks at the time, the arena football team. I'm like, I already talked with him. He's like, we'll sit down and come up with a bunch of lesson plans that we can work on. I even had it set up that we have some of their players come over and like have like a cool, like, you know, little Giants moment where like the Cowboys showed up and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
This brings us to our next point.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah. So I was all excited. So I put my name, I put my hat in the ring, you know, like, hey, I'd like to be the head coach next year. And they responded back right away. Well, we already have a couple people in mind. And I thought, last year you had zero people. Now all of a sudden you have a couple people. Okay, fine. Let it go. Turns out the guy they picked to be the head coach was Baker. One of Baker's friends. Baker was an assistant coach. And he was even worse. They split the kids into two teams, an A team and a B team. The A team was like the older kids, B team and the younger kids. They would actually play different games. We only have one head coach, right? That head coach literally said, I'm not going to any of the B team games.
What?
You're the coach!
Kidding me?
Yeah, so this is the shit that I've been dealing with these coaches and stuff, right? So now, again, fast forward to today. We're at this meeting now, right?
We had A and B teams, right, for football when we were little?
Probably, yeah. But you had the same coach who came to all your shit, right?
Tom Baslick.
I wasn't there for Baz. My first year was still...
Was it Kurt?
Kurt.
He's the only one I really remember the whole time.
Yeah, I started when Baslick was there, and then it was Kurt. After,
it
but we had
Baslick for 1 year. Yeah. For you. Yeah.
Well, here, let me ask you guys a question.
It was
when you guys played when you were little, did you ever have like a doubleheader right over lunchtime? And while you were playing, you look back and all the coaches are eating pork barbecue sandwiches?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I never played baseball, so.
Yeah, well, we had a doubleheader one Saturday.
Our coaches
for football.
Were always dressed in blue and fucking gold Zubas.
Yeah.
Screaming and shaving their arms.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. Most of our.
Who is that? Dave Verdan, right?
Yeah.
But no, but that happened with us. There was a game. Again, Baker was head coach. This is the first year. And it was a doubleheader, one right before lunch and then one right on top of lunch, right? And apparently one of his businesses is that he does like a mobile barbecue thing or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like where they come and they do pork or whatever. Well, guess what? While the kids were playing out there, a doubleheader had no food for the, you know, over lunch or everything, anything like that. He brought like silver trays of like pork and stuff for him and the coaches to eat. While they're coaching, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Lead by example, man. You can't eat and have the kids not eating.
He just sounds like he's a
See what you can
douche.
Do that table.
He's a total
table.
Douche. So that is
hit
why.
That table
about
now.
To say, be careful. It might break.
Well, before the whole thing would have collapsed. We would have heard it through the recording like 6 friggin' hours. But
it would have reverberated.
Yeah. But anyway, so this guy is a douche. Okay, this is the whole thing.
All right. I got that.
Right. So now, okay. So now, today, this past Thursday, Matt is
What
meeting.
Makes him a douche?
I'm not fucking.
So, I'm at this meeting now, and they're discussing the situation where you would think it'd be a no-brainer, right? You told a kid he can't, you shouldn't come anymore. That's a straight up, you're out of here, right? You can't be a freaking coach with kids like that. Well, it turned out that this is not his first complaint against him. Over the last year or two, he's had like 4 or 5 other complaints, and they're not all parents, and they're not all the same situation. So this was one of the first complaints from a parent, which was a 2-page report, by the way, of 2 situations where he verbally attacked the
That's
child.
That's like some Mary Lynn shit right there.
Yeah.
So the first time when there was that picture day or
you
something
how many
like that,
times we were verbally abused
all
as children?
The time.
Oh, yeah. But
I watched my junior high. I was in junior high, like my freshman year in high school, and one of the high school coaches punched Mike Showers right off of the bench. Mike Showers was as big as I am. I mean, he's a fucking
Yeah, I remember Mike Showers.
And just fucking, as hard as he fucking could, punched him right off the fucking
Yeah,
bench.
But you know what the difference is?
But wait, goddammit, that's abuse, man. You can't do that shit.
Yeah, true, but you know what the difference is? You know what the difference is? That's a team where you tried out to get on that team, and he picked that kid for a reason. Him not playing.
We finished. There was 14 kids.
barely had enough.
My point is there's a difference between everybody paying $50, $100 as opposed to a tryout game. Right?
I agree 100%.
So anyway, this guy's situation.
How old are these kids again?
8 and 9 years old. 8, 9, 10. Something like that, right? So this thing he was brought in for, the main thing he was brought in for, this woman writing his 2-page report, there was 2 incidents in that report of him basically giving them problems. The first one was, it was picture day, and he made a comment to the father, again, about how bad Michael is at baseball, right?
He didn't want him in the picture.
No, there was nothing about him not being in a picture, but it was that was. But he talked in front of everybody.
The fucking right, like their children.
Yeah. And again, it wasn't like he just came out and said your kid sucks. He said something.
Maybe Michael should stick to soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Something probably like that, you know. Anyway, the other incidents was the one I talked about where it was right after they won the last game of the season. They were going to get in the playoffs. And he went over to the dad and said, you know, in not too many words, don't come anymore. You know, nobody roots for him anyway. Cheers for him anyway.
Slow Stevie at home.
Yeah, exactly. So that was.
What about his parents? Don't his parents even cheer for the kid or what?
I'm sure.
I did want to stop your story. I'm sure they do.
They do.
But that's it.
Nobody else.
No one else.
Everybody else heckles.
Yeah.
Boo.
But yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of boos going on.
There's more boos coming from Michael than there are cheers. Yeah.
So, but anyway, the board's basically there. So he's supposed to be there to defend himself to try to explain his side of the story, right? And then the board's supposed to then vote on what they think if he should stay or go. Now the one guy, the VP. He was like, listen, he's like, my biggest problem here, because Baker spent like an hour trying to explain why he's a good coach. I'm like, and I sat there with my mouth closed being like, this has nothing to do with why you're here. You're literally here not because of your coaching abilities, but literally because of how you treat your customers, essentially, you know? And so the one guy on the board was like, listen, my biggest problem here isn't necessarily that I don't isn't necessarily that you have this complaint on you. He's like, because if this was the only complaint you've ever had, he's like, I would be 100% behind the coach and being like, this doesn't sound like your character, right? However, he said, you've had 4 or 5 other complaints happen in the last year or so. So you now have this pattern developing. That's why I've got an issue here. And he said,
are a douchebag.
Yes. Now wait. Now listen to some of these other issues. Again, I never even knew about these issues, but I picked up on all of them from the context of what was being said, because some of the stuff that he wanted to bring up, whatever, right? But anyway, so one of the problems was that there was a game, an away game, and he went to use the batting cage before the game started. He did with one of his kids, and the other teams went got into the cage like seconds before he did, and so he was pissed. So he started yelling and swearing at the coach about it in front of everyone. So that coach wrote to our township and said, "Your coach is swearing in front of our kids and whatever, and it's unsportsman, not professional, whatever."
Your coach is a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another coach from another township that's in our league, you know. Another incident was the fact that he had an assistant coach who, this was right when they started doing background checks, I guess, like 2 years ago or something like that. An assistant coach who's
just started that?
Ruh-roh.
You had to get like clearances, but they never actually did like a federal background check or something.
Oh, the important one.
Yeah, the important one. So anyway, but.
Are you serious?
So,
2 years ago, they just started doing.
Comes back. This like person should not be around children.
Yeah. Just so it doesn't happen within the state. I mean,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, that guy's thing came back negative for whatever the reason is, okay? So the board, now this is where the board messed up. The board, instead of doing it officially, whatever, they just went to the person and spoke to them and said, you can't be whatever because you came back negative. And then they informed Baker, hey, this assistant coach can't be here because of his thing negative. You can't have him coaching on the field. Okay, everything okay. Except this guy kept coming back to do it. And every time he would come back, Baker would just let him be coaching because it's a friend of Baker's. Yeah. Right? So several times then, different board members would see that and go, hey, you got to get him out of here. Even the guy questioning all this was like, I myself even came to a game and saw him there. I pulled you aside. And what I say to you, I said, you have to remove him immediately. He is not cleared to coach. And then he's like, oh, yeah. And what did I do? He's like, yeah, you pulled him off immediately that time, he said. And it's like, exactly. Because what would happen is the guy comes back the next day. And it all's forgotten, and you can't do that. And so where the biggest problem with that came is when picture day came for that year or whatever.
He's in the picture.
The guy showed up because he wanted to be in the picture because he gave some money to help with the, like, sponsor the jersey or whatever. And instead of Baker being like, you can't be here, he let him in the picture.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yes. So with that and then this complaint and that complaint, this guy should be gone.
Do we know what the assistant coach, why he's not allowed to be there?
No,
nor
I have
does
no
it matter.
It
no,
matter.
No, I know,
the
but
background check didn't pass.
Wouldn't it be fun to know?
Pet her ass.
Get the fuck away from my kid.
Yeah, and then
like, so how are the parents? Like,
wait, so listen to this. So now, his argument for that situation.
Tell me again. You're in like Pocono. area.
Yeah,
right?
Nazareth.
Not like
Nazareth
school, Alabama.
The Nazareth School District.
This is some backward shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? This is my life, man.
Let's be honest. You go out looking for it.
Yeah. I drive around to random board meetings.
You do now.
Yeah, now I do, baby. Woo. But yeah, so when that thing came up, he then started to argue or whatever, and then the parents that were there to back him up, that were there to like support him, you know, they started opening up their big fat mouths and tried saying like, that's not his responsibility to make sure that guy doesn't do it. And I'm like,
yes.
Bullshit, he's the head coach.
It's his
that
job.
Is his responsibility. That is.
It's his job.
And the board was like, well, when you are a head coach, you are representing us. He's like, we can't always be everywhere, so you have to be the one to help enforce these rules. But it's like, but these parents, what killed me the most is it's like someone coming up to you and being like, yo, the earth is flat. And then you're like, here's all this evidence of it being round. And they still are like, nah, it's flat.
His name is Jim Morganti.
Jim Morganti. It's like talking to Jim Morganti and him not understanding that he's wrong. And that's what these parents were like. And so that was one of the most frustrating things for me, because I'm just sitting here like, how are you not like seeing that that is wrong and that he should have been, you know, why are you defending this man? And like I said, these are people that, by the way, used to be friends of mine who I've now I'm going to cut off because that is ridiculous.
See, Casey?
Okay.
Used to be.
So, yeah, because oh my God. So, anyway, this is why all this drama worked out.
You did say before you started that you've calmed down.
Yeah, I got all worked up now again, and I'm not going to sleep for two fucking nights.
You better find that medical marijuana doctor.
Dude, when this happened, right, I got home, I started pacing in the living room back and forth like a madman, like a fucking like cat in the zoo, you know what I mean? Like a
ready to
zoo.
Pounce.
Yeah, and my wife yells at me and goes, "Stop fucking pacing!" And I'm like, "I can't." And all I thought was, "I wish I was got that freaking medical marijuana license right now, so I go get the shit that puts you to sleep." But like, oh my God! So this board meeting went like that. It was crazy, and the people that sent the letter in, they were supposed to show up too to defend their side, and they didn't.
No show.
And I'm pissed about that. Right, and I even told them, I said, I'm pissed that you guys didn't show up, because if you would have showed up, that guy would have been gone. You would have actually made a change.
So he's still there.
So they voted him in. They
said, my God.
And I guarantee you, half of the reason why they voted yes was because they themselves even made the comment that we're hurting for coaches. So like, this pains us to see a coach having problems like this, because we are hurting for volunteers and coaches. But that's still no reason why you should vote him in. You'll deal with that problem later when you come to it. That guy should be gone, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Or why do you have safety and wellness checks and background checks in place?
If it doesn't matter, yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, granted, all right, so now from just this board meeting itself, I even talked to the board when it was all done, kind of off the record, but I was like, I hope you guys learn two things now. I'm like, one.
I'm your new president.
Yeah. Nobody fucks with Jeff Wall.
No, but I'm like, I hope you learn two things. I'm like, one is that you have to make sure you do everything by the books. Everything has to be in paper. I said, I looked at one guy, I said, I know you just told them because you wanted to just be like cordial and under the table, handle it and be a nice guy. But look what happens. They throw it in your face because they were trying to say like, yo, you didn't inform them officially about that guy. Like, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? And that's just adults being jackasses. You know what I mean?
So what did this guy do wrong?
I hate you, Vu. Thanks so much. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I only spoke up twice. Again, remember, I hate this guy, right? I hate him with a passion. I want nothing more than this guy to have a miserable life and to go away. But I only spoke up twice in that whole meeting. And the first time I spoke up, I made it clear that I literally had no idea this was going on, that I just randomly showed up. And they all knew it because I had talked to them before in the weekend, because I asked them what day the meeting was, and I was just wanted to randomly show up. And then what I commented on was about the fact that because the one parent – woman, she said that, oh, how do we know that that letter, she's like, how do we know that that letter wasn't like written in a fit of rage, like after, and I said, well, I know that woman, and she actually was not going to do anything about it, but like a week later then finally decided to write a letter. So it was not like last, like all of a sudden with rage when it happened that she wrote that letter. That is a well thought out two-page letter she wrote complaint about the situation.
Yeah, you don't write a two-page letter out of rage.
Exactly.
So this is
rage. Wait, so that's like die.
So that's more like five pages.
So that's the first time I spoke up in that meeting. The second time I spoke up in that meeting is when he was trying to defend himself about the talking bad about the kid at the picture day. He was trying to explain how he was in that corner over there. It was just us in that corner over there. And I said, hold on a second. I said, well, when it was picture day here, I said, first off, this is a very small room. It is literally only twice the size of this room here. Okay. And I said, so it's a small room, but also like 30 or 90% of this room is blocked off for the pictures with the kids. The rest of us were all just crammed up here at the front, that corner you're talking about. And the one guy on the board goes, yeah. And if I remember correctly, it was raining that day. So everybody was just hurtled in at the doorway, which is where that corner is. I said, so don't make it sound like you were by yourself somewhere silently talking. It was in front of everybody, you know? And then, by the way, when I said that, he rolled his eyes and turned away, and his wife looks at me and was like, oh, and you've never had a complaint on you? And I go, no. And she goes, you're Jeff Loper, right? And I said, yes. And she goes, you never had a complaint from beep someone else? And I said, no. And then she looks at the board, and the whole board goes, no. They put their hands and shake their head, all like six of them. And she was like, oh, okay.
So whoever she mentioned was talking shit to her, you think?
Well, all right.
About
so,
you.
So now, so the meeting's
ooh,
over.
We got to figure that
hold
out.
Hold on. Yeah, so I got more going on here, right? So the meeting's over, right?
We need to record two episodes.
Yeah, sorry. I told you, man. I got a lot going on here. That's why I put in caps about the drama, buddy.
Oh, God.
I'm just trying to picture how long this board meeting turns out with Jeff.
2 hours.
The wheel.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Jesus Christ.
It started at 8 o'clock. We were out of there at 10. But I didn't even say anything.
Well, they'll be complaining about you for sure. Now.
Well, here's the joke. So afterwards, I go home and I said that I bring up to my wife about, like, you know, so and so I think had a complaint about me apparently, and I know this woman, right? And she's a very nice woman and her husband and everything else. So I had no problems, whatever. I didn't think they had a problem with me. I coached her son in the fall, whatever. And so she Jenny messaged her on Facebook or whatever, and she messaged back and said, "Oh my God, you know, it wasn't a complaint. I didn't put in anything, whatever." She's like, "It's just that." One time, Jeff yelled at Miles, my own son, by the way, for the way Miles was acting. Not because I was playing whatever, but because he was being a little jerk, right? I apparently yelled at my son. It scared her son, and so he was afraid I was going to end up yelling at him.
Pussy.
So he didn't want to be on my team anymore.
What?
So that was, but it wasn't a complaint. It was just she had like had probably mentioned that thing to somebody, right?
Shit like that makes my brain want
to
melt.
I know. So she mentioned that, whatever, to somebody. She said she only told one person about that. And I'm like, well, now you know who it was that probably told you the thing, right? Well, it turns out, like, I don't know who it was. The problem is I don't know if that woman who mentioned it is the actual person she talked to or if it word just got around about it, right? But anyway, so after we asked her that and she asked back whatever, she just constantly was like, you know, I don't want any grief for Jeff. I literally wasn't a complaint. It was something I talked about a year ago.
She's terrified.
She's terrified. Because she knows how I yell.
She doesn't want you to yell at her.
That was the complaint.
Yeah. So, so.
Her son to make sure you didn't yell at her.
So the next day.
Yeah, her son wasn't afraid.
The hell you're talking to this woman?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It wasn't her son that was afraid.
Yeah, no, right. She used her son as an excuse. No, so the next day at baseball practice then, the two parents that were at the board meeting to defend that guy, they're on our team right now this fall. And the one mom came over, the one I had been friends with the longest, whatever, she came over and was like, oh, can I talk to you for a minute? I was like, okay, right? And she pulls me aside and she's like, why am I getting a message from so-and-so about how she's saying that my son brought up your name or whatever, but a complaint, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, hold up. I said, first of all, I said, I was accused of something. Your best friend basically tried to weaponize that on me when I tried to fight against her husband for a hot second. And I said, and I was just curious to know what the issue was because I want to make sure if it was something serious, I would never do it again or, you know, whatever. And I said, and so I'm like, my wife sent a generic message to the woman and said, at the board meeting last night, your name was brought up by someone, and we're just curious what the complaint was. And I said, and so this woman contacting you and specifically calling out your son, which, by the way, in the text she shows me, she first said her son's name. I wish I could use fucking names to explain this better, but okay, there's going to be a lot of bleeping. All right, so she's like, she first in the text said, why did your son...
Oh.
Why did your son say my name, bring up my name in the meeting? And then she sent text like, my son wasn't even at the meeting last night.
Yeah, why would kids be at the meeting?
Right, well, then she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought your husband's name was right? But her son's name, her husband's name is Ian. All right, there's a lot of beeping out now. Okay, but she's like, so she meant, oh, my husband didn't. It was, and then she wrote back, it was a woman that brought up your name. You know, this other woman said that. And the woman goes, oh, well, I was told, why was I told then it was a man that brought up my name? And she shows this to me. And what pissed me off is when she first pulled me over to pull me aside to talk to me, she was pissed that it was her son brought up. And I'm like, why are you angry right now? You clearly know before you even talk to me that that woman misinterpreted your husband's name for your son's name. So, like, I don't understand why you're getting all, she what's she phrase?
I feel
she's
like
used?
I'm in a fucking M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm almost sad. I'm scared
all right, it's
to ask.
Hard to follow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the
so,
fuck are you talking about? His son? Who?
Okay, can't so, Michael just go Nick. Play somewhere else?
This has nothing to do with Michael.
Why don't you move back to Berks County and get away from all those mountain folk?
This has nothing to do with Michael and that stuff. So, basically, a woman, the woman who had that complaint about me, about her kid being scared, whatever, she after we asked her about what it was, she apparently then was fishing around for who told or who's brought it up is what was happening. That's what I think was going on. And somehow she found out that this woman was at the meeting. And when she messaged that woman, she used the wrong name, which happened to be the name of her son, as the person that she thought who it. Said it. And that woman got upset because it wasn't her son at all. But even in that text before she even talked to me, she knew that. So I'm like, why are you acting like I said it was your son when you clearly see that that woman just wrote the wrong name?
Breathe.
Yeah, you know how last week I said about how I tried to cut all the likes out?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to do it to you, and you talk so goddamn fast that I had to just cut that whole segment out.
I don't think I used to be that way, but once I got my pilot license and I started being like, Queen City traffic, 232 Bravo, Bravo, ready to clear out, we're going to runway 25. Like, that just, you know, brings it in. Just deal with it. I feel like when people are listening to this podcast in the car, they're going to have to pull over and I'm really pay attention. Yeah.
I don't want to be driving while I'm listening to it.
But yeah, so she came over to me like that, all like worked up, and I'm like, you need to calm down. And then, of course, she did the classic, oh, don't tell me to calm down. Like, as if I did anything wrong. Someone accused me of something. I want to know what the hell it was. I didn't lie to somebody. I didn't try doing nothing diabolical. And then she was like, she started walking away then whatever. And she said something, whatever. And then I said, well, I got to tell you, I said, I'm a little upset with you. And she's like, well, you can be upset with me. And I said, well, I'm upset because you lied to me. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, you know, I got there and I was surprised to even see anybody there. And I was just being friendly because I thought we were friends. I'm like, and, you know, I asked why you were there. And you told me you were there just because you go to meetings. And I'm like, you know, I didn't know that was going on. I don't know why you had to lie to me like that. Why didn't you just say that, you know, you were there to defend this guy because he's, you know, whatever, in question. Now,
why were they there to defend him, though? What was their reasoning for defending him?
Because he's such a great coach.
They love pork barbecue.
He's done so much. He's done so much for this association, for this athletic association, and he's such a great coach. And all this other boy. By the way,
he got rid of that stupid slow kid that we
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
like.
Yeah, yeah. Which, by the way, when he was trying to defend himself, he kept bringing up the fact that the kid only showed up to like 8 practices the whole season and a handful of games, right? And like I said before, that doesn't matter, right? You paid money to just be on the team, so it's not a trial. It doesn't matter. But he kept saying that, and then he tried saying that hurts the rest of the team. That affects everybody. No, it fucking doesn't. You have 13 kids on your team. You can only play 9, and every inning there has to be at least then like 4 kids sitting out. So guess what? There's just an extra kid that you don't have to worry about sitting out.
Well, if he doesn't come all the time, he doesn't have the chemistry with the other players.
Oh,
it's
right.
Team sport.
Someone turned his mic off. I made it clear in my text that I'm only bringing this up, and you can only speak if you're on my
that
side.
Was to
that was to Jim. That was to Jim.
So far, I've been
so
pretty good.
I have to play Jim's role here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But yeah, so anyway, so I said that to her. I said, you know, but you lied to me. Why, like, why would you even do that? I thought, you know, if I saw you at a meeting and you were there for another purpose, I wouldn't expect you to not tell me, even if you know I hate that guy or whatever. And she was like, because it's none of your business why I was there. It's none of your business.
A bitch right away.
Yeah, exactly. Super bitch right away. I'm like, all right, done with you.
Goodbye.
And then she goes, and by the way, you not knowing what was going on and just happened to show up, that's bullshit. You know that's bullshit.
Can't make
and I'm like, I I was like, it was not bullshit.
It's so fucking perplexing you doing the hand motions, the voice, and the beard all at the same time.
Can we get really like a wig and stuff? Just to...
But like, she's telling me that it was bullshit. I said that I knew what was going on. That's why I showed up. If I knew, look at me, guys. For how much I've been talking right now, if I knew what was going on and that guy's my arch nemesis, you think I would not have said shit at that meeting?
You'd be dragging me into this.
You would have had a pamphlet ready.
I would have been pre-fucking-paired. I love to argue. I love to debate.
Out meeting minutes.
Yeah. I love to argue and debate, but I only like doing it when I've done my homework.
Objection.
Yeah. And by the way, just even talking to you guys, and you're always the devil's advocate, Jimmy, but right away you were on my page with this because that guy should be gone, right? How easy is it to debate when you know you're right? You think I wouldn't have stood up and said a bunch of shit?
But the guy still has his job.
This guy still is a freaking coach.
So that's, you haven't won yet.
And I don't understand it because you even said one of the people from the board told this guy that the other guy couldn't be there.
That's my big hang.
What about someone on the board?
That's what I mean. He should have been gone before this complaint even came through because he should have been done a while ago. Yeah. They suspended him for that situation.
The other guy. What about the other guy?
The head coach Baker, when the situation with the guy that shouldn't have been coaching, or assistant coaching, they suspended Baker for a season or a couple months or something like that from that situation.
Does that guy still come around, though? Or is he,
I have no idea. I don't know about that. Again, I've never been just on this team because I avoid him at all costs.
He just comes around and touches little kids.
You don't never see him because he's hiding in the
bushes. He's the guy that slaps him on the butt and says, good game.
Trench coat job. Yeah.
Grabbing asses in the back row of the picture.
So I was pissed because she accused me of knowing whatever, and I thought that you would think someone who met me for 5 minutes would kind of know me, right? You know, I'm not very like closeted person, so you would know that if I was there on purpose, I would have spoke up way more than I did. I only said two little things, and it was to correct two stupid little things that were brought up, right?
But the rest
I let go because it really wasn't my situation. I thought it would just kind of play itself out and whatever, but they voted him in. Well, now guess what? I'm going every goddamn meeting, and the next complaint that fucking comes in, I'm looking straight at that board, and I'm going to tell them, you better fucking vote that guy out because this is bullshit.
You don't swear at the meetings, eh?
Oh, I will.
No, don't.
Why not?
Don't.
But anyway...
You gotta be civilized.
Yeah.
Don't swear. Civilized. Not like this podcast.
So, yeah, so this guy's still a coach, and it's perplexing to me.
What about Michael? Is he still on the team?
I don't think he's gonna play baseball anymore.
Well, what I wanted to ask is, since they're a little older now, is this just teams that there's only like one team per township or what? Or
no, it's not how it was when we were kids. Right, so like I remember we're playing the MTAA and stuff.
You say there was like 16 teams.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is that younger kids?
Yes, no. So like at this age group.
Couldn't Michael just go play for another fucking team?
No, you have to play in like the township that you're in or whatever. And our township actually had in the fall we have two teams right now. In the spring
we have
football
three. Football or baseball?
Baseball. It's all baseball. In the fall we have two teams. In the spring we end up having three. And but we play like – there's a bunch of different townships that are all in this group together. So, you know, we play games at home, obviously, but we also travel, you know, no more than 30 minutes away to play games as well.
Why don't you just move?
Yeah, just move.
Why doesn't Michael just move?
So, yeah. Well, the thing is, though, too, is
I'm worried about Michael.
These situations, and all this stuff really has nothing to do with me. Right, which is another reason why I didn't really speak up at that meeting. Right, it's not affecting me necessarily. I'll make sure my kids are never on that guy's team. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to be a head coach, to make sure that I don't have to deal with that kind of bullshit. You know, but it comes down to the point of the whole thing. Like, how can you sit there and see this rap sheet of problems and then still keep him around?
I don't know.
Well, they're hurting for coaches.
Well, right, and that's exactly, I guarantee you, why they kept it going. And it's really, it just is very, very upsetting. But this is the drama I've been dealing with. And one of the reasons why I couldn't sleep the last like two nights because my brain is going freaking like a mile.
You can't sleep because of this, Jeff.
100 mile an hour. My
Come on.
Yes, I know, and I'm not even coaching this fall.
You got to see the doctor.
I do, September 19th or something like that.
That's when you go. Is it that full? Is it that backed up?
No, that's just my yearly ALS visit or whatever checkup.
Can your ALS doctor give you the medical marijuana?
Well, here's the weird thing. I'm going to find out when I get there because technically he's not on the registry list. Like, if you go online to that registry list, it shows all the doctors who, like, registered themselves on it, and he wasn't on there, which is weird.
He might be able to recommend you to.
Yeah. Well, one of their other neurologists there might be the one, and maybe they just all funnel through that person to do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. So,
Danny, you coach baseball, right?
I have.
How,
for quite a while.
What
I forgot everybody else was here.
What age group do you coach?
Sorry, folks.
Like 16 and 19.
Okay. To you don't have any kids, issues like kids. That?
No. I mean, within the organization, I can probably say there was some same scenarios, I guess. But everybody cleared their background checks. That was like the mandatory thing.
Right.
Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
You don't step near a field or kids if you aren't.
Right.
Right.
If you haven't passed the background
I can't
check.
Even get on jobs without
I know.
Clearing. Like, it's, I don't understand how that's...
Again, it's another situation where that board was being very lackadaisical about how they were handling stuff. Instead of being black and white with it, they were like, when it goes through, it'll, you know, whatever. And like I said, after that situation stuff, they've been real hard about, like, do not let anyone on that field, even a parent, unless they're cleared. And it is up to the head coach to make sure that that happens. Right. You're the manager of the team. You're the... But dealing with older kids, you know, if a kid doesn't perform out there, you can be like, come on, you know, you're one of our best first basemen. Why are you not getting that ball? Whatever, right? But when a kid who's 8 years old doesn't do it, you just got to say, hey, all right, got to get in front of it. You know, you just keep repeating yourself and hoping it's.
I mean, it's the same thing no matter the age group, though. Like, people make mistakes. Like, if a kid misses a ball, he misses a ball. You just, as a coach, you're there to encourage.
Right.
Now, how often do you tell the parents not to bring their kids anymore?
Every game.
It's no. They actually team meeting in the beginning of the season. Like, all the rules are laid out. Like, it's,
you know what's expected of you. And
Well, and our level too with the 9 year olds and stuff. That's one of the problems too is the rules because they alter the rules.
Right.
Like, you play regular baseball. Our rules are altered because of their age group and how their skill level is.
Gotcha.
And so there's. And again, one of the problems is that you have coaches who are living vicariously through their children and care only about winning, and so they try to alter the rules or whatever. Right. Or they interpret the rules their way, which makes to allow them to do certain things and win.
That happens.
And that happens, right.
Happen
and
so
that's the normal drama. Yeah. That's the normal drama that you should be dealing with. Yeah. But this other bullshit with this coaching stuff and all this, this is stuff that should not happen.
I have a question for you, Danny. Now, first, I'm going to tell you, my uncle listens to the podcast.
Okay.
Now, you've coached my nephew.
Yes.
How often did you want to tell my uncle to relax?
Not bad. Nate has been one of my favorite players, so.
Yeah. But my uncle.
He has his reputation. I mean.
Danny was on the same football field as me, and my mom, I think, takes the cake just about every time. She's up. I think there's VHS tapes of us playing football at the MTAA field.
Get out.
At like 7 or 6 years old. And you can hear her. She's nowhere near the person with the camera.
Yeah.
You can hear her. Can't see her. I mean, she's on the other side of the field. Hear her screaming. Every game until I was.
Well, one of my favorite moments that I'll never forget, I was like, I don't know, 12 or 13 when we were playing baseball. I remember I'm on the pitching mound and I throw a pitch, whatever, and my grandfather who was been big in the baseball, he was a pitcher and stuff, and he started yelling at the ump about the call, you know, classic parent thing, right? Whatever. My grandfather freaking out on him, right? Blue tosses him. I'm on the fucking mound like, oh my god, like the whole game, like, had to stop so they could toss my grandfather, right? They made him watch from across the street, right? So he had to go across the street watching the curve, right? Soon, right after it happened, like the next play or something, my father blue tosses him.
Coming after the whole family.
So there I am playing baseball with my grandfather and my dad on the other side of the street.
By
watching.
The end of the game, you don't have a ride home.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you know.
I've witnessed my mom be asked to leave like at least two basketball, my brother's basketball games. At HGS.
She was bad. If my grandmother was at a game with her.
Yeah. It's crazy. She was never like, I mean, she was always cheering for us. It was never.
Right. And she's a parent on the side. She's not the fucking coach doing it. You know?
Well, Fred.
I'm sure she had some screams at the, I'm sure she yelled at the umps quite a few times. She wasn't just yelling to cheer for us.
My height, and when we played Wyomissing, I think, in high school, it rained like hell. Maybe it wasn't Wyomissing. I don't know who it was. But either way, Dean called this game, this play. I think it was like a lateral. Somebody lost the ball and it went backwards.
He was the ref.
Yeah, he was the ref, and they ended up getting it and scoring, and it was obviously a shit play. And my mom went fucking ballistic, was saying she was gonna write a letter to the fucking senator and all kinds of
the
shit.
The senator,
like.
My mom's done that. I guess I told you that story, right? I was in the military.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom wrote a letter to the Senate?
So when I was in the military, when after 9-11 happened, I was stationed out in Utah, and when after 9-11 happened, they said we were going to go away for 3 months, that it was secret, whatever. You can tell your family, but can't tell them where we're going. So I called my mom, and I'm like, Mom, don't bother calling me. I can't call you. I'll call you in 3 months when I get back. We're just going away. It's not a big deal. Everything's fine. I promise you. And she's like, okay, no big deal. I ended up going to California. It was just that our squadron was going to cover the whole west coast of U.S., right? So I only went to California. That's why I was like, it's no big deal. I was there for like 3 weeks or something like that, and my captain walks in and goes, Loper, this is a direct order. Call your mother. So what? And he goes, and in front of everybody, by the way, because he purposely did it in front of everybody because it was so hilarious. He's like, you have to call your order that, or call your mother. That is a direct order. So I find out that she called the senator or whatever, who then contacted Red Cross, who then found out where I was because she was worried about me. Yeah.
Three weeks.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 weeks. I was there. That's what happened. So of course, being me, I called her up and was like, what the fuck, Mom? And I'm a laughing stock now. Everybody's going to direct order to call their mommy and shit. You know? Yeah, it was bad.
That's great.
I also told her when I joined the military, though, like, just one day she came home and I wasn't there, and there was a note in the fridge that said, Mom, left for Air Force. Love, Jeff.
But you came back, though, after
that. I went to Harrisburg.
But you thought you were gone for good.
Yeah, right? I thought I was going. Yeah. I was just going to Harrisburg for the day to do like
had his bags packed.
Yeah. Mom, be back in 4 years.
Oh man, that's funny. Did you go to the Riverfest?
No,
Riverfest had a real good cheeseburger down there.
Yeah, I know. You told me all about it yesterday in your drunken stupor.
Dude, you hate the fact that I was drunk last night. I'm sorry.
I know you do keep dwelling on it.
Well, I mean, you were like overly drunk.
Casey,
hammer drunk.
I'm sorry.
Saturday afternoon.
Was he coaching Little League Baseball?
My wife, yeah. I wasn't doing anything like a responsible.
No, I know. Your wife had it under control.
Just so she doesn't have to pick you up.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't happen.
I've seen you in that state a few times.
Wouldn't happen.
It's just sad, that's all.
Whatever, man. Are we doing Sober-tober?
Do you want to?
No.
You can't do Sober October.
I can. I cannot drink.
I mean, yes. I think it's going to be harder for me to stop smoking weed than
There's no way.
For 31 days.
There's no way.
Well, I can go. I haven't had a drink in.
Right. Well, I can go.
So, Sober October is off.
Go forever without any. What do you mean it's off?
We can't do it.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because it's not being sober.
I'll tell you what, I'm in. I won't drink or smoke.
You can get your license.
I'm in.
You can't use it.
Well, yeah. I can eat gummies, right?
No. No, dude. No, that's not being sober. Just because it's medicine. I could just say I'm taking my medicine.
I can be sober. I've done it for like 36 years. I'm good to go.
No, I've seen you not sober.
Oh, drunk
Pittsburgh.
Wise? Well. Yeah, that was not good.
Right before you all slept in the same bed.
That's why I stopped. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking weirdos.
I slept on the couch.
He knows my ins and outs.
No, I slept on the couch.
No,
Jimbo was.
No, you didn't. You and me took the bed, and we made Jimbo sleep on the floor.
Jimbo wasn't even there.
Didn't
he didn't
Jimbo
get
go
there
hook
until.
Up with a chick?
Yeah, he wasn't there. But that was where he was going to sleep. It was over by that couch over there because there was supposed to be a pullout.
I slept on the couch.
You did not sleep on the couch.
Okay.
Who was I cuddling with then? Speaking of which, right after we saw Adam West there,
he died. And Casey shook his hand.
That was part of the Trail of Tears.
I think that he was the first one. I think he was the first one to go. Poor little fella. He had a good run, though. Right?
Yeah.
I was upset that his jazzy scooter, whatever, wasn't like, at least painted the colors of the Batmobile. Yeah,
the wing on it.
Yeah, we're all at this Pittsburgh Comic Con, right? Mm. Me, Jimbo, and Jeff, and we're looking out the window because the celebrities were coming out of the one side door, and Jimbo's like going on about some fucking nonsense, and Adam West came out of the side door on one of those jazzies, and he's like trying to tell me and Jeff something. I go, Jimbo, shut the fuck up! Batman's outside.
Yeah, and that's where we met Mina Savari, and then she unfriended us.
Blocked us.
That's so funny. That's a proud moment.
Blocked from.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's a shame.
To be blocked is hilarious because that means they went out of their way to specifically find us somebody. And block it.
Yeah, well, there goes our relationship with Mina Savari.
That's been, it hasn't, we haven't had a relationship with Mina Savari.
I know, but wouldn't you want one?
No. Well, it's kind of weird looking.
Dude, it's not how you get back on somebody's good side.
Fuck her.
Oh, my God. This might be the wedge that drives us apart.
I know, she's got a big forehead anyway.
Oh, my God.
For 75 years, Advance Auto Parts has helped a nation of do-it-yourselfers fix their vehicles. Advance Auto Parts has the essentials from brake pads to batteries, along with all of the final touches, like hoses and filters. When you do it yourself, you want the best parts and the best prices, whether it's for the body or under the hood. We'll get you the right part at your local store or delivered to your home. So to save 20% off your first order, go to advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck. Again, that's advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck to save 20% off your first order. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
So, Dan, you still working at the old museum?
Sure I am.
How's that going?
It's good. It's good. A little hectic at times, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do there?
I am the facilities manager, so I oversee all maintenance, custodians.
Do you buy the mummies?
I do not buy the mummies.
Do you play with them?
Yeah, I was just going to say that one.
I can.
What happens at night?
Can you bring me that brain hook?
I mean, supposedly that place is haunted from what I'm told. But,
Night at the Museum, Devin's favorite movie.
Yeah?
I swear to God.
Do they do anything like that at that museum? Do they do like a nighttime?
Yeah, there's all like Girl Scouts sleepovers.
Is that what you're
asking? No, they do things where like in New York they did that with a museum after the movie. Fuck you. Yeah, is there a golden tablet there?
No, what do they have there? They have something at night there?
They do, kids? like scout groups and stuff like that. We'll do night overs and stuff like that and let them do crafts and run throughout the museum and stuff like that. So,
really?
Cool. Yeah.
What is the story of the, you said it's haunted? It's
supposedly it is. Haunted. I honestly is don't know the story, but supposedly there's a lot of really weird shit that happens there, which I could only imagine because there's a lot of creepy stuff there. But
how old is that builder?
1925.
Wow.
That's when it started.
The museum, that's when the museum opened.
Yep.
There's a placard over there. Devin's grandfather owned an electrical company. He was one of the, I think, the original contractors. His name, the name of the company is on the placard over there. The only reason I know is because it was over there for doing her DUI.
Oh, cleaning
service.
Up.
Yep.
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
I get to give them some tasks to do throughout the day, too. Yeah. Nice. I mean, they report to, there's a guy that works for the county on premises.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll get anywhere between like 5 to 10 people a day.
Really?
Holy shit.
So that's how like all the grass and everything outside is cut.
Now, do you give them a lawnmower or you'd be like, here's some scissors?
No, they let them have a lawnmower.
Here's your
I mean, these, most
not
of them.
Like criminal, hard criminals.
No,
they're,
no, they're mostly DUIs, stupid little.
Oh, my God.
Made a mistake.
Could you imagine?
What?
I don't know. They get drunk. Fucking ass.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Hey, I got a DUI once.
Just one.
I almost had a second one. Yeah,
were you playing Pokemon Go?
Tests.
Were you playing? Were you playing Pokemon Go?
Pokemon is a big thing over at the museum too.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Sure. He got two, and within
two
weeks.
Two months. Yeah.
So I saw you posted pictures on the museum or on your Facebook about newer stuff, like Star Wars stuff at the museum?
Yeah, that's just, it's like they call it like a temporary exhibit.
Uh-huh.
It's in there for about 3 months. So actually, the Tuesday after Labor Day, we start breaking that down. And then that'll be packed up and shipped out that Friday. And then the following Monday, it is Dinosaurs in Motion.
Oh, yeah?
Which
they had there before, I think, right?
This one's slightly different. The dinosaurs that they had there before did move, but these are... can be manually operated, so like with pulleys and levers and stuff that kids can actually like physically.
I'm gonna go, and every time I see a dinosaur, I'm gonna go, Danny.
Dan, is that you?
It's broken.
There's got to be a room or storage room there with all of the cool other shit that's not on display. Correct.
The stuff that they have in storage is freaking obnoxious.
Really?
This is a Renning Museum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Just there's so much of it.
Really?
So like they don't just put stuff out and just leave it there. Like
right.
Switch stuff out. Now like there's certain things like the mummy and a bunch of other stuff that stays in all the time. But like all the other little stuff like around, they try to change out, and then, you know, they bring in like the bigger exhibits, so like the alien stuff.
Dig all that shit out and then
there's
find it.
And like the curator, like there's certain people there that are staffed specifically to handle
maintain all that stuff. Yeah.
Like, you know, white do they glove.
Get new,
and,
do they get like new stuff in all the time too? Or
yeah, they
always,
can buy
is
stuff.
Just the same inventory being swapped around constantly.
It's kind of both. If you know, they are
little,
in the,
if you read the little tags under them.
I'm asking him so I don't have to read. Jan.
Good point. Hey, that's valid.
By the way, we would go to DC and yeah. We'd be in a museum in DC and I'd be like, and Jan'd be like, oh wow, this is cool. And I'd go, oh, what is it? And he'd go, read it. Oh, you dick. Yeah, you could have just told me real quick that it was a guy that was shot by Lincoln or something, you know?
Jan's all famous quote also is, you don't believe everything you read, do you?
Sorry, Dad.
No problem.
Tangents.
It happens when everybody's talking except for Jeff.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tell us more about the museum.
All right.
What's like the biggest hit there at the museum? What are people?
Always dinosaurs. That dinosaurs? Draws the biggest crowd. Yeah, they do a lot of weddings and stuff there too. Like,
does that bring like people into the museum when they have weddings there? Or
yeah, well, you can rent it as a venue.
Wedding party probably.
Oh, yeah. Like in the museum? Inside?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can rent the whole damn thing if you want to.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're always doing.
Money's a crazy thing, I guess. Oh,
yeah, that's a good point.
Like dinner parties up in like
the house, if you really want.
They do dinner parties in like the fine arts where like the paintings and shit are hanging on the wall.
Didn't they recently have like a video game exhibit there or no? Somewhere else I read that.
Probably
there was like a whole like history of video games exhibit, like one of them traveling exhibits.
I don't remember that. I would
have been traveling arcade.
Yeah, remember the traveling arcade?
Yes.
Traveling arcade.
Yeah. I forget about it, but I know we talked about it.
On this podcast?
Yeah, oh yeah. We had a lengthy discussion about it. The only thing I remember about it is that it was a traveling arcade.
Yeah, it was not stationary.
When did we talk about that?
While
if
ago?
He knew exactly what episode, he would probably know more than that.
Maybe it was the episode that we talked about.
Having to choose from. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
And you have almost like 2 years worth of episodes.
Do you go over to the planetarium too? Is that your
sometimes?
Is that your realm?
Sometimes. A little bit of everything. There's actually like 5 buildings and about 25 acres
holy
total
shit.
That I kind of oversee for the most part.
The overseer. Is that what you're big?
Who would I talk to about putting a disc golf course in at the museum?
Nobody.
Huh?
Inside the museum?
25 acres.
There's
Jim.
Too many people just
like
walking around there. It's too much traffic.
That'd be part of the challenge, though.
Do a lot of people rent the museum out for their weddings? Like
for
the inside and stuff?
Yeah.
I know. For disc golf.
Can you raft down the creek there?
You can, especially when it rains.
So lately, probably, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, did you get with all the rain, did anything get flooded out or anything?
The like entire property for the most part.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing inside the museum though.
No, actually, like considering the way it looked, like there was really no actual damage other than just some like debris and mud and shit that we had to clean up. But like we rent out a tent outside for weddings and stuff, and they're like completely washed out, like roughly about a foot and a half of water running through the inside of that tent. So
oh wow.
I got to clean it up 2 weeks in a row.
You get all that runoff from down that, I guess, down the new hill over at the hospital, too.
Have you ever gone in the planetarium, like, to see the video there?
You know what? Since I've worked there, I actually haven't stopped in to see a show.
We took Andy when he was up over, and it was kind of strange. It was a German video.
In German, or was it German accent?
You know, I can't remember.
I think was it a guy
like,
speaking English?
No, it was a German.
Your question. How do you not remember if it was a German accent or
well,
English?
I can't remember if they had subtitles.
You don't understand German.
I don't know. They might have had subtitles.
Okay.
I don't think.
No, it was just a guy
I don't know
speaking
if you can do
like
that
with a
sober
German
October.
Accent. No, there's no way.
You. Okay.
It was a German accent, but like the intro, all the words you couldn't read. They weren't in English. I think they were in German.
So the words were in German too.
Yeah.
So the guy was reading.
He had a
but in a German accent.
Yeah.
But the words were.
So he was like, Pluto is the ninth planet.
Yeah.
And then they were showing German words
yep.
on the screen.
Yep. Yeah, I want you to look into that, Dan.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, see if
I
you
may,
get...
I may just recommend the Sunday 1 o'clock show is Big Bird's One Big Sky. Might be a little more your speed.
Might be.
I might bring take the kid over to that. I didn't know
they
that
do.
That
forget it's like
he might be scared
a certain Friday of every month. They do like all Pink Floyd stuff all night long.
Yeah, I remember that. They had that when we were kids, right?
Yeah, they still do it, but they got like all new like digital projectors and stuff like that. So apparently, like it's pretty solid.
And the weed's better.
Yes,
I mean
it is.
So I hear.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Jeff tells us.
Yeah.
Well, you're the only licensed.
No, I'm not. Not yet.
No, I'm licensed. In not California, in though.
Yeah.
No,
can't like use that card here. Not an easy pass.
It's like saying I have like an easy pass. Pass. Yeah. Can't go to Jersey.
Not the Jersey easy pass.
Is that really a thing?
No, but he thought it was. So he bought like 4 easy passes.
They told me.
Because he thought somebody told him on the phone that he needed an easy pass for every state he drove through. So he bought like a New York one, a Jersey one. And we're like, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How many do you got?
I got a Jersey one and a Pennsylvania one.
No, you don't.
You yeah, I do.
Easy passes.
Well, I know that now.
So how does that work though? Like
it's
if you
the
have
same as if you had one, but now you have two.
So do you get charged twice?
Probably. Well,
for
no,
two
I
different
took
ones.
The Jersey one off.
Oh, all right.
Why do you keep labeling it as Jersey? Yeah. Yeah, they're all probably easy passes.
No. I'll show you it. I have it in the fucking car. It says New Jersey Easy Pass on it.
Oh, it's just.
Just labeling.
It's the Kleenex of tissues.
Yeah.
It's rebranding itself. What else you got there, Captain Notes?
Nothing.
You were quiet today.
Fucking Jeff took
he was
three and
don't
a half
blame
hours.
Me.
He was at the wheel for quite a while.
I'm sorry. You guys are excited when I have shit where people have grinded my gears this week.
Is that your baby blue bandana?
Yeah.
Wanted to match my shirt.
It doesn't.
It's exactly the same color.
I would like to comment that I do.
That's a very bold statement. Yeah. It's not even fucking close.
Hey, I just want to say that I do like the fact that you went back to the normal Casey look, by the way. The combed hair going to church on Sunday look, I don't think that was really you.
We were going out to eat. And that is how I dress during the week at my job.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A little boat. Little
without
bow tie.
The shorts. I can't wear shorts on the roof.
And people take you seriously.
Sure do.
Don't let me drink that anymore.
Why? What happened?
There was milk in the bottom of the cup.
Milk? Having a little bobo tea.
So why?
Hey,
what? Can I just say, too, that I really love that cartoon.
Which?
That you showed us.
Yes.
What?
The
one where you have the goiter.
The carrot kitchen.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Lou had the goiter.
I have the goiter.
No, he said, no, why do I want ear and the goiter?
I thought that was about you, I thought.
No.
Oh.
I have goiter.
The second one, though, it looks like your Johnny. Hair's, or no, the first one, it looks like your hair or someone's giving somebody an extra goatee.
Johnny looks
something.
Like his neck is melting.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was a little disappointed that like he kind of overlapped us all. I wanted them each separate. You know what I mean?
How much did you pay?
So, like, that? If there were $10 per caricature.
We don't make any money here. He's buying pins, shit, and fucking out cartoon. I thought that guy liked us and did it for
You've
free.
You've been immortalized for $10.
I look good.
Yours is the best. Your smile's dead on.
I just want so bad now for us to have, like, an animator do, like, a minute of one of our stories or something.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't even know that this thing was supposed to be a secret picture or anything either. I threw it up, I posted it, and then I get all these texts. What the fuck are you doing, asshole?
Like
that's a secret.
Casey's... I sent one text.
I
only did it because I saw that you posted it first.
Who wrote the notarized letter? I got one in the mail.
Yeah, see that?
That
dude
came
official.
From that came from Jeff's fucking.
Yeah,
he was in a meeting last check. Week.
I thought I saw. Version with Johnny
yeah there's one with Johnny M, but this last week was just the four of us, so
gotcha.
That's why I saved the Johnny M one for when he comes. I put that logo that our heads on
about
a
taffy too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he text you separately?
No, he texted all. He said something about saving me like at least 5 pieces, Vu, or something.
Yeah,
like
he said a Vu handful, so it'd probably be like 3 pieces.
There might be a couple pieces under the desk.
On the floor.
SpongeBob.
Well, after a couple beers, he might eat it.
Oh, I can guarantee it.
All I know is that if I saw those cartoon character heads mouths moving and talking with us, I'd probably piss myself.
Well, what do you do all day? Can't you work on
animation? I looked into figuring that out, and it's a lot more work than I thought. You can buy a program to do it, but I'm like, eh.
I mean, I'm not happy that he picked the picture of me eating a ham sandwich to take a fucking.
Is that what it was?
Yes. No, it wasn't.
Then Casey
I gave him,
that him
a regular picture.
Casey
of you.
Gave him that ham sandwich picture.
I know.
On purpose.
I bet you I can find that picture.
Oh, I was gonna say the cartoon of you. It's hard to say. It's like, is that you or Jimbo? And then when I showed it to my kids, they thought it was their Uncle Eric.
I gave him specifically a picture with a bandana on of me, so
to make it look different.
Yeah, because nobody. You? I mean. Yeah. That's my thing, you know?
That's my thing.
None of you guys. Yeah. Yeah, you're not eating a fucking ham sandwich. You have one ear and a goiter.
Turns out it's super accurate.
Yeah, there is one. Go fuck yourself.
You should have given one of when Jim was only like 10 years old.
Yeah, I mean, if people would go to, if you guys would, if you'd get back on social media, Jeff, and start sharing the podcast, maybe people would go to our Patreon page and support us.
Mm, okay.
They could give us money. Huh?
That's good. I'm just a guest here.
Hey, you're on the logo now, buddy.
Oh.
I think I might have officially made you and
took
Vu
only a year.
A host? Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something to Ryan.
Is that the picture of Vu that you gave him? Because of the hair.
I gave him the one I think that your daughter did your hair.
Kind of looks like character. Yeah,
I like it though. I like that one with the double ponytail. So it looks good.
It was funny the other day. She actually said to me, she was going like this. She goes, now I can't do your hair. I said, it'll grow back fast.
Dude, we should seriously have a cartoon on Saturdays.
Seriously.
Write it up.
It's like the write it up. I seriously
last
didn't look
week
into,
I said we should make a movie,
a movie,
and you were like, "What the fuck are we gonna make a movie?" Now you want to do a weekly cartoon? We don't have an idea
South
for a movie.
Park did it. I did look into it though, and like animators who do cartoons, they literally only draw like three mouths, and then those are the three that they keep popping over. It's like the what the hell was that? They make it like an F sound, like the teeth, like a F, and then like an open mouth, and then a smile or whatever. And then there's like everything you say; those three mouths can cover it, whatever. But like I said, I was like, I'm not paying $100 for a program that'll take me like a year to get a 20 second cartoon going.
Yeah,
Jeff at the baseball field.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would take
this for 6 years. So now, what's happening next week? And it's Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
And we're doing a phone call.
Yes, we're taking a phone call.
Okay.
And it's going to be the guy from LAPD. Or
LAPD, yes, live PD. If we can fucking hopefully figure out how to take the phone call.
Zach Morris?
Yes. That's his cousin.
Oh.
Tom.
Oh.
I do like how you're like, can we get Zach Morris?
We could probably get him. What's his real name?
Just he's like how you wanted to get Val Kilmer to do that one.
Hey, we almost.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is his real name.
Yeah. MPG, right?
Why do you know that?
Because I watch a lot of Saved by the Bell.
And those skits by that comedian where he dressed up, or Mark Paul Gosselaar drive.
Who didn't
up,
watch
Bayou
Saved by the Bell?
Danny. You ever saw those comedian things?
Of course.
Seen that one.
The guy who does the Batmans and stuff. What the hell is his name, comedian? And he does the Kimman. He pretends he's Batman. Fuck. The hell, he was on Conan a lot, and he had a show after Conan for a while. For like 2 years, he had his own show.
Drawing a blank, buddy.
I know, shit. Anyway, he has a skits online, and one of the skits, he's like an HR person, and he has each skit, whatever, is a different Street Fighter character walks in, and he has to like talk to them and be like, listen, we don't know what you're saying, so we need to write this down to make sure nothing's offensive or whatever to people. So he's Ryu come in, which is Mark Paul Gosselaar or whatever, and he goes, all right, so when you do your uppercut, what do you say? And he's like, oh, when I do that, I say, Hatabruki, whatever, you know. And then he's like, can you smell that, please? You know, he's like, what are you saying? And he's like, wait, screw the fat kids, what are you saying? What? And he just, like, for a whole thing, basically telling him that whatever he's saying is offensive to people or whatever.
I have not seen that.
What's his name?
Mark.
I'll tweet him.
Paul.
I'm sure he's not doing much.
I think that's his name.
Mark.
Paul.
Paul Gosselaar. Probably like the real MPG.
Is it really? Oh.
No, there's he doesn't even have a Twitter. That's how fucking much of a loser this guy is.
Dude.
Whoa,
dude, it's
hey.
Zach Morris. You better.
I don't
that,
fucking know who Zach
truck
Morris
up.
Is.
Zach Morris you're talking about.
How do you not know who
Jimmy
Zach Morris is?
Jimmy used to fucking call me when, before texting and all that shit.
Way
he
back
used to
in the
call
day.
Me before work would start and say, the episode where this and that and Sheila is doing this.
No Sheila.
Sheila?
Didn't
Saved by the Bell?
I don't fucking know. Sheila. I said, let me alone. I don't want to fucking watch
like
Saved by the Bell.
I 6 o'clock in the morning and explained to him what just happened on the episode of Saved by the Bell that I watched.
Oh, that's
it
so
would
funny.
It pissed him off every single time. It was so much fun. I forgot about that. Man.
Yep. I didn't.
Yeah, I used to watch Saved by the Bell in 7th Heaven a lot.
Yeah, because you were normal.
Well.
I didn't even have cable, Jeff.
Wow.
We had a giant satellite dish at our house.
Well, you're living in the woods.
You guys remember that?
I remember you
I would
having
have
to go out and adjust it.
I would no, I would have to go brush
clean
it, off
it off
with the
yeah.
with the old broom. When snow
the
came.
Satellite dish broom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like one of those big pull brooms. Push brooms.
There's a specific broom for it?
Yeah. One of those big push brooms.
Yeah.
It would lean it right against the satellite pole.
But you had it marked, or you like left it
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we left it there. Yeah.
Before
oh, yeah.
That.
Yep. I think it might have had a longer pole on it.
And you didn't pick
so
up
so
Saved by
reach.
The Bell on that?
We might have.
But he wasn't allowed to watch it.
Yeah. I'm not gay either.
Only watch, they were only allowed to watch hunting shows and shows with Gunny.
His Twitter name is at MPG.
I was going to say, it's got to be something about MPG because that's yeah. like...
I guess I'll follow him and I'll be in contact because Vu wants to talk to Zach Morris.
Do it.
That's how easy it is, man. You just got to send out a tweet.
I'd rather meet Kelly
Kapowski. Yeah.
Meet
we don't
her.
Know their real names. We just know
you
want to
meet her?
Yeah.
We could... I mean, some of these celebrities, you could just... If you pay for like their flight and hotel room, they'll come do your show. Why like that's I? How I was trying to get the Iron
Sheik.
I was gonna get the Iron Sheik a hotel room
and have him in my basement.
No, we'd go to the Iron Sheik, like to the Hampton Inn over, because I got plenty of Hampton points. Like I could rent the Iron Sheik a room.
Say that I had the Iron Sheik in my basement. Like part of me wants to have him here. The other part of me thinks that my wife.
I don't think he can walk.
So wait, let me ask you a question. So like, do you think the best way of trying to get a celebrity to do something is via Twitter? That's like the number one way or something.
Yeah,
like, I always thought like, oh,
much,
I got to get
in
contact with their agent. And I'm like, how the hell do you even do that? I even know who their agent is.
Agents aren't really a thing anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, they are, but
because like
Twitter. I mean, there's so many celebrities that are on Twitter constantly.
Because I always thought it would be cool if, because like every year we do the ALS Walk of Lehigh Valley, right? And my team's name is the ALS Avengers.
Yeah, you didn't do it last year though.
We didn't do it last year because we went on a cruise. Right?
The cruise from hell.
From hell with the kids. Yeah. So, but I always thought it would be so cool if I could, you know, use my problem as a plus and try to like get actual Avengers to show up, you know, like I know like Chris Pratt, well yeah, but he lives
he's
in like
not
Washington
a, he's
state,
not an
but
Avenger
know,
either though is
the guy who plays Captain America
Helmsworth.
Chris no that's Thor.
Saying names.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans,
he lives like up in Boston and that's not that very far, you know, so I thought, man, it'd be so cool if I could just message all of them and
hey
be like,
Jeff,
I have
you'd have to be on social media.
I am. But I just ignore it completely.
I mean, you could ride the social media clout that is and has become Chicken Duck. And
we're almost to 1,000 followers, buddy.
Not all at the same time.
Yeah, oh, we have 900. Yeah, we have 960 followers on Twitter.
What about the people listening to the episodes? How many?
About 50 a week.
Oh.
So. Yeah. You know, it's a huge drop off.
Yeah.
32 or 33 of them is Casey listening to the episode over again.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why he says to me, well, why don't you listen to it?
50 of them
I was
probably,
there.
You don't want
yeah.
well,
yeah,
no.
to
skew our numbers.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. 50 of them were also probably girls that Jimbo hooked up with that past week. Yeah. They were listening in to see what other girls he picked up.
Yeah, our listeners did drop off quite a bit after Jimbo moved to Texas. We need to step it up a bit. I think next week is going to be next week is going to be the big break.
I think the table
for Chicken
really.
Duck.
Yeah, this put us over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're in the hole again.
No, we're not.
Now you need videos
you know
so
what?
You can show off the
well,
table.
You know what would be nice in here is if we put like 80 pins pinned.
It would be expensive, but I think we could do it.
I might even have 83.
Oh, jeez.
Have that many pins left.
People aren't buying them.
God, it was such a terrible investment.
I really thought the pins were going to be a good idea. Not even our 50 listeners have each.
What I told you, patches were the way to go.
Speaking of which, do you want a pin, Dan?
Can we interest you in a couple pins? Just place them on things around the museum.
Yeah, like, take some stickers.
That mummy needs to get some stickers.
Just tuck a couple of them in under the first layer.
Put one right on top of that golden tablet.
How can we get a chicken duck exhibit in there? Can we sneak one in there?
What would be in there?
A chicken duck.
Dude, we could build a chicken duck.
Yeah, we could build a chicken duck.
Take that piece of art over there.
The old table.
No, take that piece of art right there and hang it up in the museum. Right there. That piece of art.
There you go.
The museum.
You can find a wink for that, right?
It's amazing that and this table almost cost exactly the same.
I get upset when I find out that Casey ends up spending all this money on things because I keep thinking like
fucking money.
I know, but what upsets me is I think like, oh, a fan did that, or a guy did the cartoons of it. That's cool. And I find out that we're worse than we were the week before, and you just paid some money.
We're still in the red, Joe.
Oh yeah. What else? Why I wanted to see if you guys listened to last week's. I paid for something else. I found out we're not going to do ads anymore. None of us are going to have to read ads anymore. You heard it, right? Or did you listen
hire
to last
somebody
week's?
To read
I
ads?
Heard. Yeah.
You hired someone to read ads.
I didn't know you paid them.
How can we get paid, Boo? That's what I want to know.
Well, you got to read the fucking ads. And
I read
an
ad.
Sign up for shit. That's how we get paid.
I promote shells.
But you're
every
not on
week.
Social media.
I read
it.
It
was just there last night.
I put stickers
you're
taking
up. It too seriously.
$5 on Fiverr.
You love Fiverr.
And they read the ad.
Johnny has taffy.
250 words or less for $5.
I'd have done it for
I got an Australian fellow to read it.
An Australian fellow, really? I'd have done it. Crikey, Luke Craig, mate.
It does sort of look like you only have one ear and a goiter from this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was spot on. I'll tell you. Totally worth the money, I think.
Thanks again, Kim.
Kim Cavana,
she's our number one fan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or she feels really bad for us. One or the other.
Or she feels bad for breaking my nose when we were in school.
What?
She didn't break it, but she elbowed me in the nose and I bled all over the place in the lunchroom. She was sitting behind me at lunch and I went and I turned around and I tapped on her shoulder and said, Kim. And she went, what? She turned around with the elbow, hit me right in the face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Didn't I stab you with a pencil in a very similar situation?
Who, you?
I think so.
On the bus? Was that you on the bus in elementary school? I did get stabbed with a pencil in the hand.
Now
I have ALS in that hand, by the way.
Everybody knows pencil graphite is the lead. Terrible, man.
You're a horrible person.
I know. All these years, Jeff, I didn't realize I was responsible.
Sorry.
Nothing ever came out of that, though, so I'm in good shape. All right, everybody. Danny, you want to give a plug to the... You don't care if people come in there.
No. Right. Sure. Come on in. It's a museum. It's fun. Yeah. Bring your kids.
You don't get commission on...
No.
Yeah, so...
Tell the museum when you get there that chicken duck sent you.
We'll be busy putting together some sort of exhibit for you to try to sneak in there. Yeah.
We're just going to give him the...
The old chicken duck Easter egg?
I need... physical proof that a chicken duck existed.
Oh, you want to like put together like a fossil, like
we can create a backstory.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a backstory.
We need to get in touch with a taxidermist.
Probably catch one first over at
the duck
lake.
And a chicken.
Plenty of ducks over there.
Yeah, we'll get a duck, a chicken, get a taxidermist, get on the sew head of a duck on a chicken.
There are chicken ducks.
Well, we'll just get a chicken duck.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
All right. That's it. 57.
87.
87.
Almost 2 years.
It's been emotional. Thanks, Danny.
No
it
problem.
Nice having you today.
Been a pleasure.
Come back anytime.
I live 2 minutes away.
Do you? Are you close?
Very close.
Okay.
Probably not even 2 minutes. More like 30 seconds.
Are you living like in my shed?
I live in the room next door.
Wondering what those noises were. All right, everybody. It's been emotional. Have a great week, and I'll see you, talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm jonesing for Jonesy. George Jones is gone. How high to love to hear that hustle moan. Oh, I'm jonesing for Jonesy since George Jones is gone. Thank God that his music still lives on. And I've heard White Lightning, it sure made me glad. I heard him you know, sure.